CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Visiting Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has held separate meetings with French President François Hollande, Prime Minister Manuel Valls, and parliamentary leaders on the first day of his four-day visit to France. As France is to host a major UN climate conference at the end of this year, Li Keqiang has made fresh pledges in fighting climate change. He says China will cut carbon emissions by 60-65% compared to 2005 and increase the share of non-fossil fuels in primary energy consumption to 20%. The day also saw China and France sign a series of cooperation deals in fields like nuclear power, aviation, industrial capacity, finance, and sustainable development. China has announced that land reclamation on some islands and reefs of the Nansha Islands in the South China Sea has been completed as planned. The Foreign Ministry says work will now start on the building of facilities intended for the islands. The Ministry has again made clear that the main purpose of the construction activities is to meet various civilian demands and better perform international obligations and responsibilities, in addition to satisfying the need for necessary military defense. The Japanese government has affirmed a new guideline to enhance its surveillance and guard system over its remote islands as well as disputed territories with its neighboring countries. Under the new surveillance system, large surveillance vessels will be sent to patrol surrounding areas of the disputed islands, and there will be a mechanism of 24-hour aircraft surveillance. The move risks further worsening Japan's ties with its neighbors, including China and South Korea. Ties between China and Japan have been strained since 2012 when the Japanese government unilaterally moved to nationalize part of the Diaoyu Islands that are the inherent Chinese territory. China has repeatedly made clear that any provocative moves by Japan concerning the Diaoyu Islands are not helpful in resolving the dispute. The Greek government has requested more time from International Monetary Fund to repay a 1.6 billion euro loan installment. Athens has already missed the deadline for the loan today. Meanwhile, the debt-laden country submitted an updated proposal for a debt deal with the international creditors to the new Eurogroup talks scheduled for later today. Greece's banks have been closed since Monday, and capital controls have been imposed after the European Central Bank froze emergency liquidity assistance to Greek banks. Athens has called for a referendum on the lender's draft deal for the forthcoming Sunday. Iran says it's optimistic about reaching a deal with world powers over its nuclear program in the coming days, as a deadline for a deal has been extended by a week. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, originally set a June 30th deadline for a final deal following an interim agreement reached in April. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says most of the problems have been settled and the remaining significant issues might be solved in the coming days. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama says it's going to be up to the Iranians to meet the requirements set out by the international community. More than 1,000 prisoners, including al-Qaeda suspects, have escaped from a jail in Yemen during clashes between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces in the southern province of Taiz. Officials say the prison held up to 1,200 prisoners, including dozens of al-Qaeda inmates. Witnesses say they saw the prisoners escaping in groups during the clashes and before the Houthi militia withdrew from the area. The incident is the biggest in a series of prison breaks that have freed Yemeni militants in recent years. The UN Secretary General says the international community should be shamed by the continued suffering of the Syrian people. Ban Ki-moon made the comment in a statement issued on Tuesday, marking the third anniversary of an agreement aimed at finding a political solution to end the conflict in the Middle East country. More than 220,000 people are believed to have died in the fighting in Syria since the violence began in March 2011, and roughly half of the country's population has been forced to flee their homes. China's toll roads have reported further losses due to a sharp rise in loan repayments. The Ministry of Transport released a report Tuesday saying that turnpikes nationwide posted combined losses of 157 billion yuan in 2014, a huge increase from 66 billion yuan a year ago. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.